so 2011.
Defeated when you say my name.
It's only 4 days away from the blessed event that we observe every year. And as a Christmas gift to the P1s, you called me up shortly after the show yesterday and said, Gordon, please, I'm a little bit low on money. Fox 4 has obviously cut your pay tremendously over the years.
Don't need to get into that.
But you don't have a lot of money, please. So you're going to have to make a gift for the P1s. And I said, well, okay, what do you want to make? You're going to make like soap Bibles or popsicle stick cabins or something? He said, no, I want to give the gift of song. I want to sing for the P1s. I said, all right, what do you want to sing? And he said, there's only one song for you. And that is Rodgers and Hammerstein's I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No.
From Oklahoma. Where did you come up with this? What happened is you were walking from here to the production studio to do a promo for the show today. And somewhere in there, you thought to promote me singing a song from Oklahoma meant to be sung by a woman.
But outside of that, you wanted to sing this. So,
okay, I'm sorry.
So as a gift to the P1s, here is the lovely, lovely voice of Michael Ducey from Fox 4, who has suffered so many pay cuts in the last few years, with a handmade gift for you, the P1s.
Actually, I was Curly in Oklahoma in high school. Annie sings I Can't Say No. She's
no
the floozy.
Asked,
she's
no
the floozy in Oklahoma.
No one
we'll try
cares
to keep
about
up
your
with
musical history past. They just want to hear you sing a song that was
they don't,
intended,
believe me, they don't want that
intended
either.
Intended for a girl. Here it is.
It's going to start in a moment here. It ain't so much a question of not knowing what to do. Next page, please. I knowed what's right and wrong since I've been 10. I heard a lot of stories and I reckon they are true about how girls are put upon by men. I know I mustn't fall into the pit, but when I'm with a feller, I forget. Here we go. Picks up here. I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go, just when I ought to say nix. When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack. But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss him back. I'm just a fool when lights are low. I can't be prissy and quaint. I ain't the type that can faint. How can I be what I ain't? I can't say no. What you gonna do when a feller gets flirty and starts to talk pretty? What you gonna do, supposing that he says that your lips are like cherries or roses or berries? What you gonna do, supposing that he says that you're sweeter than cream and he's gonna have cream or die? What you gonna do when he talks that way, spit in his eye? I'm just a girl who can't say no, can't seem to say it at all. I hate to disappoint a beau when he's paying a call. For why I act refined and cool, a setting under velveteen settee, then I think of that old golden rule and do for him what he would do for me. I can't resist a Romeo in a sombrero and chaps.
Tell me, man.
Soon as I sit on their laps, something inside of me snaps. I can't say no. Good night, everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
He did.
Woo! Encore! Encore!
Now, does that sound like a man who's really reluctant to perform this musical number? Or does that sound like a man who called me up specifically requesting to do that song?
No, I don't want to. Okay.
I'm sorry. What just happened?
Oh, just, you were transported. Mike was transported.
Where am I?
When he was doing
pale.
That, he
He's
felt
all pale.
As if he was
I'm
that. What's her name? Annie Oakley? What's her name?
8-0 Annie.
8-0 Annie?
A-D-O Annie.
Not 823.
Hmm.
Gordo slipped something into my Mountain Dew there, clearly.
I did not, sir. I believe slipping people the date rape drug is your business. You want to tell that story?
I'd almost rather sing than do this.
You want to tell that story?
More comfortable?
Those are my options. Sing a Broadway tune designed for a woman or deflect Gordo all
you
morning.
You want to do some instant feedback?
Sure.
All right, instant feedback. 787-1310 is our telephone number. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I bet your Gordon has a wedding.
Why would I have that, sir?
You like Toy Story?
For the song, man.
I don't think so.
That was just for Gordon.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Where do you live, sir?
Fort Worth, Texas.
Town of the Cow.
That's right.
What you do for a living?
Funeral director.
Anal director?
No, funeral.
Oh. indeed.
Friend of mine.
Are you burying anyone this Christmas season?
Unfortunately for them, I am. But well done to Michael Ducey.
Thank you, sir.
Well done to Gordon for getting a Woody.
That is unconfirmed, sir.
Okay. All right. I'm just speculating.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, I just want to tell Ducey I thought he did a great job.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call.
Hey, you hang in there and don't let Gordo whip your ass.
We try. We're trying to make it through. We're doing all right. I guess he's finished with that.
Sir, are you there? You still there, sir?
Friend of mine,
sir.
Friend of mine texts me, says, I just turned on the radio. What the hell is happening?
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Good question.
You're on AM radio exclusively.
Yeah, the Ducey and Keith train wreck.
Mm-hmm. I think that may have been the worst call to talk radio of all time. Higher on The Ticket.
Hey, somewhere right now, Steve Eager's grabbing a washcloth.
Wow.
Well, it's early. You might be taking a shower right now.
It's early. This is the time where a person tends to clean up early in the morning.
Higher on The Ticket.
Yeah, I got a question for Ducey.
Oh, yeah. Ducey's here.
Yeah, right here. Sure. What's your question, caller? Sports question of some kind? Fire away.
Stop Crystal Gutierrez.
What? He said something vulgar?
Crystal Gutierrez.
She's one of our morning reporters on Good Day.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Pretty gal, yeah. Attractive gal. What's your question, sir?
Why is she lopsided?
Ooh. Deuce, want to take that one?
I think she reports right down the middle. I think she's, as we like to say on Fox, fair and balanced. I don't see her being lopsided one way or the other.
And what? So, caller?
Oh, darn it.
Are you there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Caller? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket with the Deucinator.
Hey, that was awesome by Ducey. Can you guys do the duet from Grease, Summer Night?
That's not bad.
Maybe we'll work that one up for next Jesus' birthday. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hey, girl.
That's to you and Saroy there.
I'd like to know the reaction of Gordon Keith's hepatitis dispenser to that song.
And what are you referencing when you say my hepatitis dispenser?
Your sweet, clean, hepatitis dispensing manhood.
I want you to know, Mike, that this passes for sports radio in a major market.
On The Ticket.
I figured they'd moved the hepatitis dispenser over to the new building already. I didn't know what the deal was on that.
From the Northeast!
Hello, you're on The Ticket.
Hey, Ducey, this is little Jimmy, your nephew. Hey, remember when you taught me
nice.
To drive a stick in the bathtub?
To do what?
He taught me how to drive a stick in the bathtub.
I don't know if I understand this.
You know,
Mike?
Like a car.
This is what we call a layout, ladies and gentlemen.
Anything.
3, 2, 1.
Blinded by the fleshlight, wrapped up by the deuce in the middle of the night.
Went a long way for that one, didn't he? Who's next, Gordon? Surely there's someone else.
I don't know if this caller's finished, Mike.
Oh, he's finished. Just did, I think.
Are you coming to Christmas this year, Ducey?
Are you coming to Christmas?
No, I mean at Christmas.
Don't have a nephew named Jimmy.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket with the Deucinator, representing Fox 4 today.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Who's this?
Hey, this is Myron from Saxey. How are you?
I'm well, Myron.
Hey, I just wanted to say that Deucey did a fantastic job in his tune this morning. So right. I just wanted to let the P1 listeners know that.
That's great. Very respectful call. We appreciate that. That's the way a holiday call should be. Thanks. Why don't we just leave it at that, Myron? What do you say? Is that all you've got, pretty much?
Sounds great. Merry Christmas to you all, guys.
Perfect. Thanks. Myron and Saxey was 41. Thanks for joining us, Myron.
Quite an honor to be his last phone call, wasn't it? Well, we can't end on Myron.
No.
Let's go one better. Yeah. Let's go one better. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket with Fox 4's Mike Deucey.
Awesome. You're the only reason to listen to the show this morning.
Oh, that's nice. He not only praises you, but insults me.
Hey, Gordon, by the way, this is your probation officer. Why didn't you check in this morning?
Because I was biking.
Oh, very good. All right, be careful. Stay safe, stay hard.
Okay, thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you as well. Thanks.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Well, you don't know what religion he practices, Mike. Hi, you're on the ticket. I thought Fox 4 forbade you guys from saying Merry Christmas.
Are we having religion talk on the little ticket?
Wow, listen to this, Mike. Got some ovaries on the line.
How would you rate the religions if you're going to go 1 through 4? Ready, begin.
Definitely Catholic 1, Catholic 2, Catholic 3, and Catholic 4.
So not just Christian, but Catholic specifically.
Well, that's the only true Christian religion, Mike.
Yes, it is, Gordon.
What's your name, ma'am?
Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Yes. From the town of the Cow.
Yes. How old are you, Marilyn?
Oh, gosh. I'm premenopausal, Gordon.
Well, so is a 2-year-old.
Oh, that's a good point. I'll make sure to sit down with my 2-year-old and have that discussion when we get home tonight.
How old are you?
36.
Mike? Did she hit your cutoff?
So, Marilyn, you live in Fort Worth. That's right, huh?
That is correct.
Been down to Sundance Square during the holiday season yet?
Not if I can help it.
Oh,
what's the youngest you would go?
We were there last year for Toys for Tots. It was just beautiful. Beautiful tree down there.
Say there were no laws.
People were so
generous. What's the
youngest you would go? The Marine Corps were there with us, and the outpouring of support in Fort Worth was really great. And last year, for Toys for Tots in Fort Worth, where Marilyn's from.
Marilyn, are you married?
Yes, I am.
First marriage?
Oh, no. Best marriage.
Oh, you're not on your first marriage, but you're on your best marriage. That's nice.
Yes.
How many times were you married before? Just once?
Oh, yeah, just once. But it was failed. It completely failed, yeah.
What do you mean, completely failed?
Oh, no, it failed.
What broke it up?
He wasn't a ticket listener. Come on.
How long ago was this?
Oh, I can't even remember. You know,
Come on. You can be honest. This is your old pal, Gordo.
You're doing great, Marilyn.
You're doing wonderful.
You're doing fine.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks.
Doing wonderful. So you guys, did you guys have any kids together? The first one?
I'm not going to discuss kids.
Okay. That's fair enough. I think that's only fair.
Other than my 2-year-old premenopausal child.
Other than that, everybody else is off limits. Okay. Good.
Open marriage?
Okay, well, hey, I got to go to work, so...
What do you do?
I'm not going to tell you.
All right, I like this girl's sense of privacy.
There you go.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm real private. I'm on the ticket.
Okay, will you email me a picture of you?
No.
All right.
Email me a picture of the parts of you that are drying up.
I'll just email you a picture of some ovaries.
Mm-hmm. Marilyn, you just won that call. You are victorious. Congratulations.
I always am, Mike Deucey. Okay, stay hard.
Merry, stay hard. Merry Catholic Christmas, Marilyn.
8:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, A Year in Review next.